Nydia Baez is an assistant principal at Fremont High School in Oakland. She says she used to bring extra cash to school in case a student asked for bus money.
You know, can I get a dollar to get on the bus?
Public schools in California are not required to provide buses for most students. So just 11% of California kids ride a school bus. That's the lowest rate in the nation by far. For kids in low-income families, paying the fare for public transportation can become one more barrier to getting a good education. But in Alameda County, a new pilot program offers free bus passes to students at several schools. KLW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter has the story.
Devon Allen grew up in East Oakland.
I was like the impressionable, little nerdy, nice guy.
He's 25, so he's over it now. But in middle school, he used to get teased for his sneakers.
Oh, look at him showing up with light-up Skechers. Always make fun of him, pick on him.
Because Oakland public schools don't run any yellow school buses, Allen usually took the public bus home. But he was going through a custody battle. Sometimes he stayed with his mom, sometimes he stayed with an auntie.
So it was tough trying to figure out, okay, who's paying for what? You know, how is he gonna get to school?
Some days he didn't have bus money, so he'd have to walk or run.
I remember one time this guy, he just kind of wanted to pick on me.
And he'd chase after Allen on his way home.
Well, I remember I used to be hopping fences, trying to get away from him, and basically fight my way home.
So in high school, when Allen started doing some community organizing, he focused his energy on transportation. He and other student leaders surveyed over 250 Oakland youth.
They've told me that they've missed weeks of school. And what blew my mind even more is how much they were paying for transportation. I think I had one youth tell me, in 1 month, they paid $200 for transportation.
Almost half said they had missed school because they didn't have bus money. This was in 2014, and Allen didn't know it yet, but that year there was a countywide ballot measure, Measure BB, trying to deal with this very problem.
Transportation, we feel, is a right.
That's Yvonne Williams. She's the president of the main union for AC Transit employees. The union supported Measure BB. And while there were a lot of transportation projects in the measure, drivers were especially excited about one, a pilot program for a free youth bus pass.
If you don't have a car or the means to transport your children to school, they shouldn't be deprived of the ability to get the education they need.
When Williams drove buses in Oakland, she says she saw kids without bus money all the time.
I've had parents bring students to the bus stop and just say, can you do it for me one more time? Can you, you know, get my baby to school?
AC Transit already offers a youth bus pass for $20 a month. Measure BB went a step further. It said, let's offer free bus passes at a few Alameda County schools and see how it goes. When Devon Allen heard about that, he jumped into action.
I started doing house calls. I started, you know, calling people, reminding them about Measure BB. I also was canvassing, passing out flyers to people, also slipping them into people's doors.
The measure passed with 70% of the vote.
I was excited, man. I'll never forget the day I got the text message saying that it went through, it passed. You know, I jumped for joy, man.
Now, AC Transit actually tried a similar pilot in 2002, a free bus pass for low-income students only. But they cut the program short after a year. They found it was too expensive to determine who qualified as low-income. So the new program tries a few different things. Students at 5 schools get free bus passes, and at a handful of other schools, they're experimenting with free bus passes for some, discounts for others, or just helping students navigate the bus system. It's Thursday morning. Tiana Ortiz steps onto a bus with her new personalized card.
It's a blue Clipper card. It's blue, and then it got your name.
Tiana is a sophomore at Fremont High School in East Oakland. She's one of more than 2,500 students who got a new bus pass this school year.
Yeah, it makes a difference because we don't got to worry about spending our money.
When AC Transit ran the similar pilot in 2002, after-school participation increased. But school attendance did not. Researchers weren't surprised. They say it usually takes years to change attendance patterns. Well, the new pilot program runs for 3 years. At the end, transit officials will assess what worked, what didn't, and try to expand it to other schools. But no solution will be cheap. Just running this small program costs taxpayers $15 million. We're at the gates of Fremont High.
Good morning, buenos dias.
The assistant principal, Nidia Baez, greets every kid coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's the one who used to have students asking her for bus money.
So we'd always make sure that all the leaders at the school, the teachers would keep dollars, right? Like, here, you can have a dollar to go home. And then I'd also ask, do you want a dollar to come back tomorrow?
Those dollars came out of her own pocket. Baez says that now, the bus pass sends a message.
I also think students felt like, oh, I get a Clipper card. Like, I feel really, like, you care about me. And students felt like their school was giving them something good.
She says that some students wear the cards around their necks. They're proud of them. Tiana and the rest of the students head to class. They're thinking about their schoolwork, or their friends, or their families. But one thing they don't have to think about is whether they'll have the money to get back home. In Oakland, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.